Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but very few of the answers, unfortunately, history has proven. We'll see if we can change that today. It's a hello to our contestant, Jude Pearl.
Hello, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Do you enjoy the weekend quiz? Is this like a brunch tradition of yours? Do you sit down with the paper? And
no, I'm bad at quizzes. I don't know why you asked me to be here, but I'm so excited. So thank you. We're going to have fun.
What areas of knowledge, like if you are forced into doing a quiz, what areas of knowledge are you like?
Well,
it
should be music, mm-hmm. but it isn't.
Okay.
Because like I am a musician, so... Yes. Whenever I have been kind of dragged along to trivia or something, when it gets to the music question,
everyone's
like, Jude, you do a music? And then I go, I don't know anything that the person asking the question just said. So I'm very unhelpful, especially with Aussie, because I think I've got a huge chunk of knowledge missing from Aussie music history. But I think anything related to the Star Wars trilogy, I can probably answer.
Okay, Star Wars trilogy is covered.
And nothing else.
Great. We do take our quiz from the Saturday paper, which is the paper that sort of thinks of themselves. They're a bit smart, you know.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if Star Wars is going to crop up.
That's a shame.
But we'll see. It's normally like French cinema or something will be the area.
Kind of similar.
But luckily you have a brains trust here who can help you out.
Excellent.
I'm sure they'll be able to step up to the plate. First of all, it's the Guinness World Record holder for most bugs in a home. It's a big hello to Meg Germ.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome, yes. Meg. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's quite the record, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of bugs.
What was the previous record for most bugs in home?
It was rather surprisingly not that many.
Mm-hmm.
Not a record people go for very often. Yeah.
Yeah. But someone did have it.
Someone had it, and it was almost embarrassing, something like 240,000 or something. Just, you know.
Sorry, the previous record holder had 240,000.
Yes, 240,000. Well, they're bugs.
Oh, I see. They're
so
quite small.
So you can have many. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And so you smashed that out of the water.
Yes,
that record.
I did.
I almost
tripled it, which would be more than that.
720,000. So you almost got to 720,000.
Yeah.
So what did you have?
718,042, I believe, but four died on the day.
And is it a high turnover rate?
Yeah, I'm throwing funerals every day.
Can I just ask, do certain bugs count for more than, like, does a one cockroach count for more than like a fly, or is every bug sort of equal in
yes,
the eyes?
They all count as the same in my books. Some of them do get more attention just because they demand it.
Who demands it the most?
You would just not think. The domestic cricket, you know, really needy. Just like a little bit of extra emotional care there.
Sort of like a domesticated cat.
Yeah.
You have a domestic.
Yeah, they, and much like cats, they come to you when they want comfort, and that noise is them actually just saying, I'm feeling.
Do you have any, are there any people that are sort of, I don't know, coming up the ranks trying to take your title away from you? Mm. Is there like a lot of competition there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to say that I'm the best, but I am. I did popularize the award, you know. People weren't that interested in it. 240,000. That's just a farm, a small farm. But then I come in and I've got merch, you know, and people are all wearing those little, I don't know if you've seen them, but those little antler headbands.
That's you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So at least 7 people in Melbourne own those. So.
Okay. So we also have another member of the Brains Trust here for you, just in case bugs don't come up in the quiz. And that is a professional washerwoman. It's hello to Lancer Wensley-Dale.
Hello there, Kyron Pett. How are you today? You right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, that's excellent. Good to hear, lovey.
Thank you for taking some time out of your washerwoman duties.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm happy to be here anytime. I always say a wash a day keeps the mind at bay, and that's why I feel like I'm very apt to about to do this quiz. I just spend all day just thinking about things while I've got knees deep in the suds.
Yep, exactly. And you want to keep that mind at bay, don't you?
Yeah, just really keep it back there
while you're distance. Doing.
Absolutely, because you can't really engage in the washing too much.
No, you don't want to overthink it.
Absolutely.
And
is that washing
sort of that you know, do you feel at one with the washing? Yeah, is it sort of a meditative experience?
Oh, absolutely. I am right into this new age sort of business. Mm-hmm. And I feel like washing has really been overlooked by the hippie movement.
Yeah, because these days everyone's got a washing machine, don't they?
Absolutely. And let me tell you what's coming back now these days, Kyron. It is cottagecore. The kids are very into that these days. And also sustainability. And you know what's sustainable? Human arms. Completely toxin free, especially mine. I put lye on them every single day.
Do you do your own washing, Jude, or do you have a washerwoman, a professional washerwoman?
Well, I do use a washing machine.
Okay.
And I was going to ask you a question as well. I'm worried to ask this because I really put my foot in it when I asked about which bugs are more valuable than others. But do you have a favorite item of clothing to wash?
Well, let me tell you there, Jude, there is not a thing in this world that I haven't washed. I've washed everything from thimbles to those horrible little toe socks. Those are my least favourite thing to wash, is those horrible little sporty toe socks. But my most favourite thing to wash
just before we find out what your most favourite thing to wash is, what is the tangible difference between washing a sock and a toe sock?
Well, you see, you've got to get in between the toes when you're washing a toe sock, if you are to do it properly, which I always do.
Right.
If there's one thing that I am known for, it is my thorough toes.
Yep.
Because I wash with my toes, you see.
Do so you now?
I what? Do. So I get in the barrel with my little feet and I just stomp away like that old, how they used to make wine.
Yep.
So basically I'm creating that, but with your clothes, it can actually be a quite valuable byproduct, the suds. so I just find that I want to really try and get in there, you know?
Yep.
And I feel like my feet are the best way to do that.
And so do you put the toe sock on to wash it?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, a sock is kind of all of one size, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? But toes, very different.
So people drop their washing off to you as a professional washerwoman.
Yes.
You put their clothes on.
Yes.
And then you get in like a bucket of suds.
Yes.
And sort of mince about in the suds for a bit.
Yes, absolutely. It's more of a roll than a mince.
Yeah. Okay. So you roll around in a bucket.
Yes.
Wearing other people's clothing.
Yes.
And then you hang that out and, $50 an hour?
That's probably about right. It is artisan.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of stain you brought in. No judgment.
And you put that on regardless, no matter what's come through the door?
No matter what's come through the door, let me tell you, Lancer does not judge. I like to give that full kind of motherly energy to that washing that's coming in the door. It's a full experience when you wash with me. And that's kind of what the kids are after these days, though. It's not about experiences and your Kmarts and your skateboards. It's about truly connecting with life.
Yeah.
And what's part of life? Clothing. You wear it every day unless you're one of those nudists. And to answer your question from earlier, my favourite thing to wash is a fitted sheet.
Great. Well, how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident, Jude, in your Brains Trust
I mean, how? Of course. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's your only option. So,
I feel like whatever happens in the quiz, I'm so grateful to. I'm going to learn so much from these two people. So, thank you for helping me.
Do you wash bug clothing?
Well, look. It's a new avenue for me that I'd be willing to explore, and no judgment there, my darling pet dearest, but I would imagine that your linens are quite soiled with all these bugs in the house, so I would be quite happy to wash them out. Unless there's some sort of collection of ticks or fleas in your bedding, then I would understand if you wanted to keep that.
Well, I wouldn't want to jeopardise the tick city, but I was thinking about investing in a decoy bed for the ticks because everyone does when they hear most bugs, they think she's just disgusting. Yeah. She must just be so disgusting.
Yeah, I did think that.
Yeah, me too. Question one. The famous address 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is better known by what name? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Do you follow American addresses?
Digging into
Google Maps in Washington, D.C. very much?
I do like to just keep abreast of those things. I have a feeling that, Lance, you will probably know the answer to this question.
And you'd probably be right there. Now, while I'm washing, sometimes I do listen to music, and they quite often mention roads in these songs, and I've heard that you can get your kicks on this one. So my answer is Route 66. I believe that is what it is otherwise known as, because they quite often have a name and a number.
Yes.
Yes.
So you think 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is better known as Route 66?
Yes, that's what everyone's always talking about.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Up in all the songs.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That the one address is the entire road that goes
from a big place.
From like one side of the USA to the
I guess that address is just like the north of America.
They're very simple over there, like very, you know, very linear thinking, very to the point, and I do like that they use feet instead of meters. I enjoy that about them. So I think that's correct.
Meg, what sort of place do you live in?
We in the biz, when you reach a certain point of bug keeping, you actually have to move to like a obviously a bigger property. I've had to move into like a two-story house with a granny flat. The granny flat is for me because the two-story house is mostly taken over by the bugs. And in order to keep the bugs close, I've actually had to put a big glass dome over the top of it.
Like a bug bubble.
Yeah, like a bug bubble, which is coming a lot handier than a lot of people thought it was going to. Yeah. I tell you that much. That you get bullied for something long enough.
So your friends and family didn't think that the bug bubble would sort of come in handy?
No, they didn't.
What do they think of
of
having the world record for the most bugs?
My mum, actually, when I told her, because they didn't just come to the house, you know. I had a lot of loose jars in the cupboard because you know how you're always trying to hold on to them because then you don't know how to recycle them. So then you just put them in, you got that cupboard under the sink, and I was like, well, they're there. There's a bloody cockroach caught in the house, so I'll just catch it. And then slowly it grew, and then slowly they came to know the sounds and the rhythms that I make. So I open the jars and they're staying, but then they maybe want to, you know, they're getting that itch to travel, and then I'm attached, so that's where the dome came in. Really, the dome is just a big glass jar, you know.
For you.
Wow. For me.
Yep. That's beautiful. It's your glass jar.
So, did I answer the question?
I
think it's the White House.
Yeah, I think it's the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with White House. Thank you for all of your help, Brains Trust.
I'll put down the White House. Question number two. Which horse placed second in the 2019 Caulfield Cup before going on to win the 2019 Melbourne Cup? Go ahead.
I was just going to say my knowledge of horse racing, surprisingly, is quite limited given what a fantastic industry it is.
Exactly.
But I'm going to guess that Meg might have a thought on this because of, you know, I know horses and bugs are different, but
credit to you there, because I do often get confused. I really spend that much time with bugs that I start to forget really what other animals look like. So, Yeah, in terms of this question, I definitely feel like it's going to be something along the lines of just large horse fast.
And is that how you name all your bugs as well? Like, do you go for a very sort of literal approach?
Yeah, yes. The distressing thing is I've got so many in my house and I think that they might be interbreeding and creating new bugs. So I have had to start naming them. And again, I'm not great with names. So, you know, I am going for literal things. So we've got the crick eye, which is, of course, the cricket and the fly, which is easily the most annoying bug I've ever owned.
So horse fast, what was the name of the...
Big horse fast.
Big horse fast is the first option available to you, Jude. Lancer Wensleydale, do you follow the races?
I don't follow the races, but I do know a little bit about jockeys and they are dirty little boys. Let me tell you, my mother always used to say, if a jockey comes a-riding, go into hiding. She did a lot of rhymes in her later years. I do not want to wash their jobpers, but I will take the job because as a washerwoman, you must take the oath to get everything clean that comes across your path, you know?
The oath, like a doctor takes an
oath.
Yes. Is it difficult to wash because you say you will accept the jodhpurs? Is it difficult to get into the jodhpurs?
It really is because they're quite small.
Mm.
But I do have a separate procedure for the jobbers. I put them on my arms. I put them on my arms and I do a headstand, which is very hard on the breathing, let me tell you. Yeah. But I am a licensed freediver. So
how long can you stay in the suds?
Oh, at least 27 minutes.
27 minutes?
27 minutes, yeah, at a depth of 25 metres.
Wow.
Yeah. Does the ability to hold your breath that long come with the licence, or do you get the licence after...
Look, it's an extracurricular activity. It's not required, but let me tell you, if you don't have it, you can't wash jumpers. That's all I'll say about it.
Yeah.
Also, tights, similar problem.
Yeah.
They're stretchy, but not as stretchy as you'd think.
Unfortunately, big horse fast is kind of the only option we've got available to you, Jude.
My faith in both of you is growing by the second, so I'm going to go with... That's the name of the horse that I would like to lock that in, please.
Big horse fast. Question three. Confident. The phrase growing like Topsy refers to a character in which 1852 anti-slavery novel?
Now, I'm not a big reader.
What have you read?
Well...
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so what do you guys think about...
Boy, I ripped up all my books to line the floors of my home and... Boy, do I feel bad.
Well, I can't really do books because they get damp. But perhaps it's that one. Is it that one about a bird? Potentially. Oh,
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Is that one? Yes, slavery or no slavery? I think it's no slavery.
That one's that one's no.
I have read To Kill a Mockingbird. I don't know. I don't remember any growing up like any reference about Topsy or growing up like Topsy from that book.
Yeah, I definitely only remember the bird because I had to look those up because they're predators to my bug collection. Yeah. So it was not the right book to read for that. Genuinely trying to figure out how to kill a mockingbird.
Yeah.
And
also constantly being like, when's the bird going to come
up? Yeah. That would be disappointing. Yeah. Unlike the birds, which delivers on that.
It does.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest?
One, yes.
You're just thinking about birds That's not helpful, is it? Is it that one?
I don't know. I don't think the question is name a bird book. Oh. Otherwise, we'd be solid.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the one flew over the cuckoo's
nest. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Let's go with that
answer.
Okay, question number four. In the film industry, what is the name of the person who builds and maintains all the equipment that supports cameras?
Now, I just blanked out for a second, so can you just repeat that question?
No worries, I normally do. Yes. Question four. In the film industry, what is the name of the person who builds and maintains all the equipment that supports cameras?
Now, this is funny because I've been on film sets, not to brag again, but...
Illegally?
Some of them, yes, and some of them... Yes, but I don't know. I don't know. There's another question I don't know the answer to, but...
Lucky we've got a brains, trust.
I'm so grateful that Meg is here.
Exactly, because as an expert in the field, I imagine that there'd be some options over this, you know? Is there like a script in development about your life and times, or
yes. So as before mentioned, my merch has taken off and I've built quite a profile.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, they want to write the rights to my film, my life into a film, but I can't seem to loosen my grip on it. I feel like I have a really tight grip on,
I mean, it's your story.
My life story. Yeah, yeah, it's just such a really tight grip.
Yeah, it seems like you've got a handle on
that. A real handle. Yeah, yeah. But one would say grip.
Yeah.
Quite firm grip.
Yeah.
On it.
On your life.
Do you have a best boy on your script at all, or no?
Their best boys work. Yeah, they're trying to loosen my grip because they work. They work with my grip.
Yeah.
Perhaps under
over
my
grip. Life story.
Yeah, over my life story. Of course, yep. That's what I'm talking about, yep. Is the rights to my life story.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a really strong grip on that. And if I get this wrong, I'm going to have to burn a portion of my house down.
Lancer, have you worked on any film sets, taken your skills? Because I imagine like all those war dramas that get pretty messy.
Absolutely. I have 100% worked on films. I'm exclusively signed to Baz Luhrmann.
Wow.
What's he like?
Oh, he's a cuckoo banana man.
Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely man.
He's one of those people who loves working with the same people, doesn't he? Like, he's got Catherine Martin in the design. He's always working with Leo. He's always working with you in the washerwoman department.
Absolutely. I will say I'm not on the current Elvis biopic that's happening on the Gold Coast.
Mm.
Which has been a little bit hurtful for me. And Baz, if you are listening, I can do shirts. I know we had a bit of a disagreement over that last time.
You had a disagreement over the washing of shirts.
Yeah, there were just a few issues.
What would that? That would have been Great Gatsby. Was that his?
Yes,
last film?
Absolutely. I sort of brought it to his attention that perhaps these collars weren't period accurate. You know, and I didn't realise this, but he's quite particular about his costume design. It might be because Catherine is his wife, and I think he felt like I'd sort of slighted her.
Yeah. 4-time Academy Award winner, I think.
Yes, I know, but that doesn't mean that you're right all the time.
No. No, sometimes you need a professional washerwoman to step up to the plate.
I said to her, Catherine, I've seen a lot of shirts in my day. I know you've made a lot, but I've seen a lot what the real people are wearing, you know. And and I just don't think this is right. And then was waiting for the call for the Elvis film. Very excited about, love a bowling shirt. Oh.
Mm.
And the call just didn't come.
That might be because he's bought the rights to my film and he might be a bit distracted from the Elvis one. Yeah, that's Baz is actually who's doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he is stubborn as a mule.
Stubborn cuckoo banana man. Yeah.
Yeah. He won't loosen that grip.
What do you reckon, Jude?
I'm going to go with grip.
Lock in grip. Question number 5. What, starting with C, is the name of a mythological fire-breathing monster commonly represented with a lion's head, a goat's body and a serpent's tail?
Yes. Well, Lancer, you seem to have a pretty thorough understanding of history and...
Well, I've worked quite a lot of Ren Fairs in my time and washed a lot of those big billowy shirts and they have a lot of different symbols on them. So I've definitely looked at that and seen that before in my life and thought about it before and said the name out loud. But right now, it's just completely escaping me. I want to say like a Commodore... But I'm aware that that is either a person or a car.
Mm. Yeah, I know a lot of them. They've all got – a lot of them have – there's a lot of Commodores who have Guinness World Record titles.
Mm. Yeah.
Tends to be sort of the kind of people attracted to that.
Sorry, I've just remembered. I think it's a chimera. Yeah, that might be it.
Yep.
Either that or a Commodore.
Okay. I mean, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think that might be right because I seem to remember one of the Commodores getting a world record title for making their own chimera. They went directly to jail afterwards because it was awful.
Well, that's kind of what you're doing with your bugs a little bit, isn't it?
But they aren't – I'm not physically sewing them together.
Oh.
I'm sorry to conjure that image. They do it themselves, you know. It's a society. this is one random Commodore and an overlocker, which isn't even the right thing.
No, an overlocker's correct. I know a lot about seams and stitches. You could absolutely sew a bug together with an overlocker.
Could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Or okay. a human. Not yeah. that I've done it.
No.
Old no. Ed Gain over here.
No.
Yeah.
I'd wash it though.
Yeah. I thought maybe the fire breathing monster might be a caterpillar. Don't they have yes. those fire breather? What do they call those?
There's fire bugs and grubs mm-hmm. called fire bugs. As we all know, I retitle the ones that I don't know.
Yeah.
So those ones are called fire bugs. And boy, are they hard to keep in a box.
Well, fire bugs doesn't start with a C, so it can't be that. Do you reckon chimera?
Yeah. Yes. Chimera. Of course.
Chimera. Question 6. The Queen and Marilyn Monroe were both born in what year? Had no idea. The Queen and Marilyn Monroe were both born in what year? Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. If Marilyn Monroe was alive today, she's the same age as the Queen.
That seems wrong.
Yeah.
It feels wrong in your bones.
Do you have, how many queens do you have in your house?
You know, we've got the traditional sense of queens. So we've got the Queen Ant, we've got the Queen Bee of the Hive.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the other factions got jealous. So they started their own monarchies. Which right. is only a natural thing when you've yeah. got that much land to kind of control, you know, mm-hmm. a full two-story house. So we've got a Queen Roach, we've got a Queen Firebug, we've got a Queen Quickeye. And that's a confusing one because they don't know where to put the crown on the head of that one because they're not quite sure what's the head.
Mm. But they do all have crowns.
Yeah, tiny crowns.
And you make them for them, do you? Or?
I do. A few of the more advanced communities have masons of their own.
Yep.
We provide wow. matchsticks and other forms of flint Wait, for them.
So are you saying that they make the crowns themselves, the bugs?
Yeah, some of the more wow. advanced communities, absolutely.
And how do they do that without opposable thumbs?
Well, as any kind of evolution occurs, you notice that these little communities are all kind of developing their tools that fit them.
Mm.
So you'll see the, you know, the ladybugs tend to wear kind of big kind of fin-like apparatuses on their back. So when they want to kind of chop things, they just repeatedly run backwards into it wow. until it's, mm. you know.
That's amazing.
But how do they yeah. make the fin thing?
Well, that because it is an entire landscape, they're actually borrowing, trading, creating yep. relationships.
So they've got like a whole marketplace going on. Like
yeah, bartering system.
It's like
system.
An economy happening. Yeah. That's incredible.
You don't win a Guinness World Record for naught these days. It's a competitive world.
No, indeed.
So,
wow.
Lancer, do you have a framed picture of the Queen up in the shop?
Oh, look, I don't. It seems like it'd be something that I'd be into.
Mm.
But I'm not a big fan of the Queen. But look, Harry's a bit of all right, so I've got a picture of him.
So you got a framed picture of Harry?
Yeah, absolutely. I cut it out of a new idea. Also cut that Meghan Markle out of it as well, just because she doesn't work with my fantasy. But, you know, it's a good motivation just looking at his little face.
So not into the royals?
Not into the royals. It seems like it would be up my alley, though, so I do understand the question.
Well, I sort of thought they might be one of the last groups of people hiring professional washerwomen.
Oh, no, they're cheap as heck. My friend Marjorie, who works over that way, she used to work for the Royal Linen House, Royal Soils, and they barely paid anyone. They played you a Yorkshire pudding and a tub of gravy.
Awful.
Awful, awful working
I mean, that's
conditions.
Probably why Harry left.
That is probably why he left, yes. So, Harry,
yep.
if you're listening, I can wash a shirt. But I'm going to say it's probably the 20s.
Mm.
She's not really a 20s icon. Oh, would that make her a bit old in the 50s if she was born in the 20s?
No, she'd have been like 24.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I guess that's how time works.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 1929.
We'll lock in 1929. Question number 7. In finance, what does SMSF stand for?
Was it SMSF? Was that yeah. the SMSF? Well, suds make soapy foam yeah. would be the term for it in washing. But I understand that is not a financial term.
Yeah. I can imagine you giving classes.
Yeah.
Now remember everyone. SMSF.
Yeah, suds make soapy foam.
Yeah. Day one, I reckon.
Yeah, I've got a online course on Craftsy.
Oh, you got a masterclass?
Yeah, masterclass in washing, yeah. Drying, assessing a stain.
Assessing a stain's difficult, is it?
Yeah, it's look, smell, touch, taste, which is not for some people, to be fair.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, you've got to assess whether it's irony or briny, because they're two different types of liquid.
The LSTT.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm not sure about in finance, but that is Suds make soapy foam would be my closest guess.
Meg, do you do your own finances or do any of the cockroaches take that?
Yeah,
off your hands.
Look, they like to meddle. I'll tell you that much. So they'll hide a receipt on me as a prank any good day of the week. Which is why I've had to take to gluing them to pieces of paper. But
that must be very confusing because you've covered your floors and walls in paper.
Yes.
So to glue a receipt to a piece of paper must just disappear on you all the time.
I have the receipt wall. I did hire an accountant last tax season and I had to show it to him on a Zoom call and he cried.
Do you find it difficult to get like accountants on board or...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everyone thinks I'm filthy, okay? And it's organized mess, okay?
You think it's an organized chaos, this?
Yes. I mean, they're building worlds, you know? Yes, yes, we have to have, you know, tip sides. Yes, of course, there's always an element of waste in a society. Yes, some of them are experimenting with nuclear technology and it's starting to feel a bit dangerous in the house.
Yeah.
And yes, the only solution I can come up with is burying it in the backyard, which I know is bad. Yeah. So yeah, I'm tired. So please, if you're an accountant, you can find me through my merch site. I don't have a contact form on there because I don't like it. But buy a pair of antlers and send me your email.
So...
Suds make soapy
foam? Yeah, I guess
foam?
We're going to go with Suds. Suds okay. make yeah. soapy foam. You've said that three times and every time I want it to be Suds make soapy fun. But I mean, that's, you know.
But it's work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my job, Jude. Don't diminish it.
No, of course. I wouldn't ever want to diminish anyone's.
Washing machine woman.
Job.
Question number 8. What song features the lyrics, "Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain"? It's a music question, Jude.
Which I do not know the answer to. So I bet it's something that everyone else here knows except for me. Right, guys?
Well, you listen to music, as you said earlier, as you wash, Lancer.
I do. Mostly a bit of, you know, top 40. Always into that, just because I like to
know. The current top 40.
The current top 40, yes. Yeah. So at the moment, a lot of Doja Cat. while I'm mashing away. Let me tell you, wet ass pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got wet in it.
Of course.
So it's my favourite at the moment.
Oh, is that what it's about? It's about...
Yes, it's just about feminine hygiene and staying very clean. you know, and I don't accept animals and washing those. Obviously, that's not what it's about. Some people have taken that too literally and brought me their cats and I'm like, excuse me, take that away. I'm allergic. but I haven't listened to that, but it does sound like maybe I'm just gonna go with Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first person that comes to mind. Yep. And
the boss.
Yes.
Yep.
Why not?
So you love
Why
Doja not? Cat?
I love
Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
I don't love Bruce Springsteen, I'm just aware of him.
Okay.
Yes. Were you asking for the name of the song or the artist?
Yeah, what song features the lyrics? So, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain.
It's obviously born in the USA, then would be the guess. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yep. What if I said, oh, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain?
Is that what you've helped me do is you've helped me look even more stupid for not knowing.
I feel bad that I haven't been able to help you more, but I feel like this might be... Dolly Parton? No, is
that
not?
No.
No? Okay, never mind.
Now, I could be wrong about this,
yeah.
But I feel like the name of the song is maybe part of my job title, Wash a Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. it is.
And I am, of course, very interested in all things with my job in them.
I can tell, yep.
I'm going to say I am a woman. potentially might be
By Helen Reddy, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be
that
it.
That sounds like that could be. And we're sure it's not right. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Are you? We're so sure we want to rule that out.
You want to rule out Born in USA?
And I was pretty sure about Dolly Parton as well, if you don't want to get rid of that offer.
I mean, the just the fact that I might get one right is pretty exciting right now. So let's go with I Am Woman.
I Am Woman.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll lock that in. By the skin of your teeth.
Just want you to know that I'm actually quite a good musician. I just really suck at everything else.
No, good. Okay, in direct contrast to that question, question 9. What girl's name is given to a female donkey?
Is it Susan?
I mean, Susan?
I know lots of names. Rachel. But yeah, lots of girls' names. Let's just go through them. I'll just start at A.
Anna.
Annie.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Alexa.
Yep.
Anaphylaxis.
Did we say Anna already?
Anna.
Yeah.
Audrey. Augusta. Augustus. Anna.
Arabella.
Annabella. I think we're going to... How long have we got?
Oh. Yeah. Can we just maybe give it pick a letter?
Mm.
And then if it's anything within that, if the word has that letter in it, then we win.
It's almost like we tasted what it feels like to get one question right.
And now
we really want to win now.
Yeah.
Okay, female donkey.
Oh, wait, I've also just remembered.
Do you know it?
Now, I used to work with a woman back in the day, and she was a terrible, terrible washerwoman. Mm. Honestly, she used to just roll things in the dirt, and we'd be like, Jill, what are you doing? She was such an ass. So we used to call her that, and I do know that an ass is a male donkey, I think. Or just donkeys in general. I could be wrong, but I think the correct answer is Jill, just because that's what we used to call her.
Yeah, okay, Jill.
Jill, yeah. I was close with Susan.
Yeah. So Jill, does that sound...
I have no reason not to believe...
I mean, it's a female name, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's go with... although Susan does have a bit of...
I know, it's nice, isn't it? I've
never met a Susan I don't like.
Yeah, and I've never met a donkey that I didn't like. So let's go with Jill.
Jill.
Yeah.
Question number 10. Last question. One final shot. In which state would you find Risdon Prison Complex?
Is this a state in this country?
Australia. In which Australian state would you find the Risdon Prison Complex? Ever been to prison, Meg?
I have been there to visit some of the other Guinness World Record holders, of course.
Are many in jail?
Well, Commodore went straight there after the Chimera incident, as we've all been calling it. Yeah, look, I've been, but they're Melbourne-based prison, which I don't think this is. I actually don't know a lot about prisons. Mm. I know Pentridge.
Lovely cinema.
And beautiful cinema. Mm. Yes. That's it's actually where I met Baz and the first time. And he was like, actually I've followed you here. So you've come out of your movie and I knew you'd be here because you Instagram everything you do with geolocations. It's incredibly reckless of you.
Mm.
I, Baz Luhrmann, am giving you this advice. And so I've come here and I've been chasing you. You don't reply to anything, you don't have any contact forms. So I needed to ask you in person, can I write a movie about your life? And I said, we'll talk.
It's a good update on where the movie's at, but no closer to knowing in which state you'd find Risdon Prison Complex. Lancer Wensleydale?
You know, Karen, sometimes I feel like rather than actually helping me with the questions, they're just talking about their own stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, some of us have, merch to promote and...
Masterclasses to get people onto.
You think I have boxes of CDs. Nobody buys CDs anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
And so you did a big run of CDs.
Big run of CDs in 2016.
You did.
I thought I'd sell 1,000.
Yeah.
I have 5 boxes left.
Okay.
So we've all got problems.
How many
Meg.
Is that roughly in the? How many CDs can you fit in a box? Because I know how many crickets you can fit in a box.
Sorry, yeah, I realize yeah, different measurements. Yeah. It's like I've sold maybe half of 1,000, which is 500.
Okay. Right,
to take over the market.
So you need to. This podcast will mean everybody listening. If we get that one question right, everybody is already agreeing to buy a CD. Mm.
I mean, I figured that was the arrangement.
I used to run, clean for convicts, and I used to go into prisons and
wow,
and,
a charity okay. that you
so
ran.
So you should probably know where the prisons are then.
Yeah,
I should. I'm pretty. I probably Tasmania. I mostly worked in sort of Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland.
Yep.
But the program was discontinued because we did volunteer to wash the guards' clothes. And a lot of the prisoners just walked out in those. that didn't go very well.
What state do you want to put down? Yeah, I mean, it's a multiple choice, essentially, isn't it?
Let's go with Tasmania.
Tasmania?
I mean, great. Yeah, that's what I'm...
Happy to put Tasmania. 10 questions done and dusted. What are you hoping for, Jude?
I'm feeling pretty good about the Dolly Parton one. And chlamydia. What was the
chlamydia?
The Dolly Parton and the chlamydia one.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I reckon a solid 2 out of 10 if we get that.
Yep.
I'm very much hoping we got the grip one right as well.
Yeah, that would be great. But who cares about what questions I get? Well, let's talk about more about your movie with Baz Luhrmann, because that's really obviously what you're here to promote. So
let's see how we do. Question number one was the famous address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is better known by what name? You said the White House, and the answer is the White House.
That's one.
Yes.
Question number two. Which horse placed second in 2019's Caulfield Cup before going on to win the 2019 Melbourne Cup? You said Big Horse Fast, but it was Vow and Declare. Question number three. Was the phrase growing like Topsy refers to a character in which 1852 anti-slavery novel? You said One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest, but it was Uncle Tom's Cabin. Question number four. In the film industry, what is the name of the person who builds and maintains all the equipment that supports cameras? Meg said grip about 200 times, and it is grip. Question number five. What starting with C is the name of a mythological fire-breathing monster, commonly represented with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail? You chimed in with chimera, and that's correct. Question number six. Was the Queen and Marilyn Monroe were both born in what year? You said 1929, but it was 1926. Question number seven. In finance, what does SMSF stand for? You said Suds Made Soapy Foam, but it was Self-Managed Superannuation Fund. Question number eight. What song features the lyrics, "Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain"? You said "I Am Woman" by Helen Reddy, and it is indeed "I Am Woman" by Helen Reddy.
I believe you said Helen Reddy.
Yeah,
but,
I did, yeah. Question number nine. What girl's name is given to a female donkey? You said Jill, and it's Jenny.
Oh.
And question number 10.
Yeah, that one hurt the most.
Question number 10. In which state would you find Ridson Prison Complex? You said Tasmania, and it's Tasmania.
Woo!
That's 5 out of 10.
Yep. I do feel like at least 3 of those you answered, Kyron, but thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm here to help. thank you very much for being here, Meg.
Oh, thanks for having me, honestly.
And taking out all that time.
It's really good. I need to practice being away from them. I do. I'm so attached. There's discussions about removing the dome and my attachment is too strong.
Of the 718,042, depending on the time, bugs that you have, are there any that you're particularly attached to? Like, do you have a favourite bug?
Yes. I watched this particular cockroach. She really rose up the ranks and clamoured to become the queen. And now she's an amazing, I've named her she Twitch streams.
She Twitch streams.
Yeah, yep, wow. Yeah. Wow. So
that's a booming industry.
It is, yeah. So I've named her after my favourite Twitch streamer, Lena Moon.
Yeah,
who
right.
is just great. If you like never really doing one thing, that's her. She's wonderful.
I'll be sure to check out Queen of the Cockroaches, Lena Moon, on Twitch.
Yeah, that's the bug that she went with.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here, Meg.
Mm.
And good luck with the the bug bubble and everything. And Lancer Wensley-Dale, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was such a delight.
Yeah. Who's some of the, like, have you washed any, like, prime minister's clothes or, you know, through history, movie stars? Who's a favourite that you've...
Oh, look, I mean, I've always had a soft spot for Bob Hawke. Mm-hmm. But, oh gosh, his clothes were briny. Like, 100% the briniest man, God rest his soul, but the briniest man I've ever come across. And look, I don't like to brag, but there is a performer called Clara Cupcakes who I do wash her things quite a lot.
Yep.
Made of a lot of paper, very awkward. Very rarely washes her clothes and her costumes. They smell like potato chips.
Oh,
every
yeah.
time they come in, but you know,
from
I'm used to it now.
From eating potatoes, or just a weird side
I
effect?
I think that's just her odor.
Does she have anything to plug? Do you know? Well, because she's your favorite. If she's one of your favorite performers, maybe you know if she has any gigs coming up now that entertainment's back.
I would know that. I believe she's performing for Children and Families. as part of the summer stage at the Melbourne Museum.
I don't know. I can't remember if I've seen Clara Cupcakes. How does her material go for children and families?
It's funny because when you look at her, you think, oh, that's for kids. She opens her mouth and they go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Nah, but she does all right. Little yep. girls are like, I want to be that. And parents are like, please don't.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Lancer Wensley-Dale. And congratulations on 5-2. That's actually surprisingly high.
Wow. Thank you.
Most people, I think 4 is the average. So,
above average.
Above average.
That's pretty good.
Do you have any? What have you got coming up?
Please buy my CDs from 2016. It's before I was still kind of like, I'm a serious music artist. So it's the songs are like they're pretty good, I think. And you can get them from Bandcamp. But yeah, please, like they're just taking up so much room.
Are they pre-comedy songs?
Yeah,
are they still a little bit funny, like Ben Folds, a little bit funny?
Maybe,
kind of like, oh, I guess that's funny.
It's
kind
a little
of.
Quirky.
Yeah.
Like, one song I do say the word pimple, which is, you know.
That's a funny lyric.
Yeah, pop music.
Helen Reddy
like
didn't sing pimple very
no,
much,
she
did she?
She wasn't brave enough, I guess.
Yeah.
No. That didn't feel good saying that.
Yeah.
So you could just please buy some of the CDs. It's called Modern Times. I'm doing a show at the Comedy Festival, I think. So, you know, that would be, you could come to that.
Yeah.
But just come and hang out with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're petering. That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.